brilliant things happen in calm minds. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Mindful Monday segment, we hear about many great daily meditation benefits. Enjoy.
Over the last 15 years as a psychiatrist, I've used meditation in my practice to treat depression, anxiety, stress, post-traumatic stress disorder, and also medical conditions like hypertension, migraines, eczema, asthma, and a lot more. I'd like to share my thoughts about meditation, about why meditation is probably the single most important skill we can learn in today's world, about how it helps our brain, and also a brief demonstration of the practice. So we've talked a lot about technology, and there's absolutely no doubt that we have done amazing things. Because as human beings, we have the most highly developed brain on this planet. The crown jewel of evolution is our brain. And because of that, we can create things, we can create technology, we have shaped and reshaped this planet. We can examine the smallest atom and sort of contemplate and actually go into space and everything in between. But look at the statistics and you'll realize that despite all these advances, despite all the technological and scientific advances, we have never been more miserable as a species. A recent survey came out in America and it said that 13% of Americans take antidepressants. And this was before the Trump election, okay? So, but India is no better, guys. Look at the statistics in our country now. We have at least 150,000 or 180,000 people who unfortunately kill themselves every year because of suicide in this country, and many of them ages between 15 and 29. In a recent survey, they found that at least 40% of people living in corporate India who work in corporate India have stress, anxiety, and depression. You just have to examine our society. Road rage, homicide, violent crime, divorce, isolation, loneliness, it's all happening in this country. Why is that? Why is it that we are able to advance so much, do so much with this brain, and yet we suffer so badly? Could the reason be that the source of our development and our progress is also the source of our pain and our suffering? Because if you examine our brain, it's unique. We have a part of the brain called the prefrontal cortex, which is more advanced, more developed than any other species. And it is that part of the brain that allows me to communicate with you, to produce an idea in the brain that becomes then basically vibrations that travel in the air, are then interpreted as sound by your brain, and then you hear the idea, and then you, of course, interpret the idea. It's pretty remarkable what this brain is capable of. It's because of this brain that we are not subject to the whims and fancies of the natural environment, that we can pause, we can think, we can contemplate the future. This brain is a virtual reality machine. You can actually contemplate multiple realities and decide what you want to do in your life. And that's how, as a species, we've been able to do so much better than any other species. We're on top of the food chain, not because we're the strongest, we're the fastest, but because of this unbelievable brain. And yet it's because of this brain that right now, even though you're here, your minds may be elsewhere. Some of you are listening, but many of you are thinking I could watch a better show on YouTube. It's endless, this comparison. The brain is always saying, what's happening here? What could it be like? This brain is saying, who am I? What is my story? And what is happening to me now? Does it fit in with my story, or do I want something different to happen? It is this part of the brain that compares your life and causes you dissatisfaction. You get a great job, for a while it's nice, and then not so good. You want something more. You want a promotion. You get married and, well, you know how it happens. It's a very, very difficult brain, ladies and gentlemen. And the funny thing about this brain is that it's not interested in your happiness. It's not interested in your fulfillment. It's only interested in your survival and you feeling significant. This part of the brain gives you awareness, and it makes us know that we are born and we are here for a limited time and that we are going to die. It's such a remarkable, almost terrible predicament for us as human beings, isn't it? Because no other animal species is subject to that kind of awareness. You know, every other animal is in the present moment. If there was a dog here right now, it'd either be listening to me or it would leave. There's no, it wouldn't pretend to listen. You know, that's something only you are capable of. But it gets worse, you know. Deep down in your brain, there is a part of the brain called the amygdala. And this has evolved over millions of years. And we share this with all mammals. It's what keeps us alive. In fact, there are conditions, diseases, where the amygdala, which is deep within your brain, there are diseases where that part of the brain gets atrophied. It dies out. And when the amygdala goes away, there is absolutely no fear. And would it be nice to have no fear? Absolutely no fear. Now, it would be a terrible situation. A lady who had this disease, she would just walk out in the middle of the night in the most terrible neighborhood. A person held her up once at gunpoint and she just looked at him. She knew she was supposed to be scared, but she could feel no fear at all. I think the robber got scared just looking at this lady. So fear is important. It keeps us alive. It lets us know when we are under threat and when we must protect ourselves. Now, if an animal is threatened, what do? They either fight or they run away. But the animal will only respond to threat to its physical self. If you threaten an animal, it means you're threatening its physical self. But this same part of the brain in human beings has taken on a whole different form. Because now it's not your physical self alone that you're trying to guard, because fortunately most of us are safe physically. What the amygdala is doing for all of us now, it is protecting our identity, our emotional self. So if your boss looks at you funny, the amygdala sparks off. You feel threat, you feel fear, you feel upset. If your girlfriend doesn't return your call, you look happy, I don't know why, but maybe not a threat for you, totally. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in the world of beliefs, not in reality. For right now, you are not just hearing these words, you're not just seeing me, you're not just here, but you're also in the world in your head. And that world in your head is what you're trying to preserve more than as much as your physical self. We're the only species that will kill for our beliefs and die for our beliefs. So just a thought, just in our mind, and yet we will die, we will kill for that belief, because this is what is important to us.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.